And at this time, I'd like to call all our children forward to join me up front here. Come on up and join me. Parents, if you have a small child and you'd like to bring them forward and sit on the front pews, that is fine too. No fighting now. No fighting.
Yeah, no fighting.
No fighting.
No way. No way. No way.
Hi, guys.
There's one more.
There's one more. Well, come on up and join us. Merry Christmas to you guys. It's good to see you. Hi, Henry. How are you? Oh, good. I'm glad you're fine. Well, it's good to see all of you, and I'm glad you're up here. And tonight, I'm going to tell you the Christmas story. Can I tell it to you? We hear lots of different stories, don't we? But this one is a real story. It's a real story that really happened. And so we're going to start a little bit before the birth of Jesus, all right? Let me ask you a question. Do you like waiting? I don't like waiting. As a matter of fact, I have to wait till this service is done because I have gifts under the tree at home to open up tonight. Do any of you have gifts under the tree to open up tonight?
I don't.
No? Do you like waiting?
I only got two.
You only got two? That's because you were not a naughty boy this year. That's why. That's because you were naughty.
My mom already wrapped presents, but
your mom
put them under the tree.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like waiting for Santa to come tomorrow? No, we want him to come now, don't we? We don't like waiting. We don't like waiting. None of us like waiting. Waiting in line. Just before I came here, Pastor had to go to the store because Pastor forgot something and he had to wait in the line and he hated it. Waiting is no fun. But you see, just like you and I don't like waiting, the people of the Bible, of the Old Testament, they had to wait. They had to wait for Jesus to be born. And right now I'm going to read a passage of scripture to you that talks about the people of the Old Testament waiting for Jesus to be born. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Are you ready? Are you going to listen? The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as when they joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, for you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot for trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Now listen to this. They're waiting. You ready? Listen. Listen carefully. Put your listening ears on. Shh. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and they will call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. You see, the people, they waited. They were waiting, and they were waiting, and they were waiting, and they waited so long, they started singing songs. And they started singing songs just like this.